Aisle. Taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Rebate by check. See participating Ford dealer for exclusions and rebate details through 8/31/13.
Attention Medicare members with diabetes. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to
walk. It'll be an interesting day.
In the shade.
Somebody in the room
with those blue
lied to the audience last week. And he's going to come clean today.
I'm sorry.
No, it wasn't you, Dan. You lie every day.
Oh.
This rover.
I love being single. I haven't had this much sex since I was a Boy Scout leader.
I mean, at the time, I was dating a lot.
Crossed over.
Is that Leslie Nielsen?
Yes.
I'll be rich.
Sorry, he's dead.
Yeah, I know.
He should have made one more movie.
Gold dust at
to leave
feet.
With us.
On the sunny side of the street.
Oh, this is going to be a big day. I feel sorry. I feel sorry for people who aren't listening today. I'll tell you that because they may miss out on all the details of our trip. Our trip to Cabo San Lucas, because I have right here all the stuff, all the information. And I also am armed with the fact that over half of these rooms are gone already. But we'll get into that. We'll talk about that. Last Thursday, we had a guest. Her name was, and still is, Holly Meyer. Please welcome back Holly Meyer.
Thank you.
All right, let's just get this over with. You came in here, and last Thursday, I gave you what you could call it a oral job interview, A-U-R-A-L, oral, like hearing. Like, instead of a written...
You were hearing her? Is that what the... What
she was hearing the questions. Instead of a written questionnaire, it was...
Oral.
Audio.
Audio. Thank you. Verbal. I like oral.
Are
you uncomfortable with that?
Oral audio.
Are you uncomfortable with the word oral?
No.
Okay. Good. So, I asked you a bunch of questions so that we could sort of get a handle on who you were, what you were like, what you were all about, and... And we learned a few things. You have three kids. One is 20 and one is 3. All right. That you're 40, I believe, 7. Is that
six?
Correct? Six. Ooh, sorry.
Whoa, oh, man,
did you see that
look out?
Whoa, did you see that look out?
Never. Never say
sorry,
a woman
40.
Is older when she
sorry.
Really is.
Sorry, Dan, it was an accident.
Wow.
46. And and you're blonde, and you claim you're naturally blonde. I doubt it. You then proceeded to, as I asked questions like, are you a lesbian? Have you ever been in prison? And I asked you if you smoked, and you said no. And now you have come forth and said that you lied to us.
I did.
Explain yourself.
Well,
I'm serious. She walks in here today, I feel so bad I lied to you guys last week.
Must have bugged her all weekend.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's good. She has a conscience.
Yes.
So what's the smoking story?
Well, when I... drink, I smoke. It's called a social smoker.
Okay.
If I'm not drinking, I don't smoke. If I'm drinking, I smoke.
Right.
So if someone sees me out drinking, I will be smoking, and I was afraid they would think
say,
I was
hey,
a liar.
She said she didn't
she
smoke.
She said she didn't smoke.
Yeah. Did you ever at any point smoke regularly? Like, you know, like a pack of...
By the way, don't lie again, because you
like
get
that.
One lie, and that's it.
Okay.
So tell the truth. Did you ever smoke, like Dan said, as a regular smoker?
I did when I was a teenager, you know, my girlfriends and I would smoke. And then when I got pregnant, I quit. And then I would go out with my girlfriends after the baby was born and would smoke then.
Hmm.
So if I'm drinking and I don't have cigarettes, I'm not happy.
So do you buy your own cigarettes then when you're out drinking?
I do, but I won't buy my own lighter because that's like a real smoker.
Well, or trying to rationalize.
Or it's because you want guys to come up and light your cigarette. Isn't that the deal with women? They pull out in the movies. They pull out a cigarette, and some guy's right there with a light. Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah.
Some guy to fall all over himself.
When I was bartending, that would always be the bartender move.
You got to have a lighter
swoop
right there.
Swoop over.
Is that part of the deal that you don't have a lighter? Because you want guys to go, oh, here, I've got a light. And then you tease them, and then you send them home.
Actually, no. It's just because I don't want to admit that I'm a smoker like that.
So by not having a lighter, you're not a real smoker.
Exactly.
Real smokers have, like Dan, you got a lighter right now. Yeah. Beyond, you have a lighter.
I do.
They're real smokers.
You have to ask someone for a light then.
Yes, I do. I steal their lighter.
What's the rate?
But you're not a bummer of cigarettes.
No.
You don't ask.
I don't smoke OPs, other people's.
Oh, that's good.
Now, what's the ratio of drinks to cigarettes? If you have two drinks, is it five cigarettes per drink? Is it one? How's that work?
Probably at least two per drink.
Two per drink.
Hmm.
All right. Now, you just said, I said, how many cigarettes would you smoke in a night of drinking? And you said a pack. Aren't there 20?
Yeah.
That's 10 drinks. Ooh. So when you go out and drink, you drink 10 drinks.
Yeah. You're going to do it. Do it.
Man, you don't drive, I hope, after that.
No.
What's your drink of choice? If you say Cosmopolitan, well, go ahead and say it, and then we'll see what happens. What's your drink of choice?
Cosmopolitan. Actually, no, that is not my drink of choice. My drink of choice is white wine, Sauvignon Blanc.
Listen to this.
Sauvignon Blanc.
Sauvignon Blanc.
Sauvignon Blanc. Yeah. You don't do any mixed drinks? Like,
nope.
No.
So, never.
I'm making notes of all this so I know what to serve when we have a little get-together. We accept that you lied and you told us you lied. Why do you think you did that? Why do you think you said I don't smoke and didn't throw in the exclusion for, oh, except when I drink?
What just the negative.
Because you think that we think you were a tramp or something? Or?
Yeah, and it's just, you know, these days smoking is not accepted.
It may not be accepted, but man, there sure are still a lot of people that do it. But you're right. Given the choice of being a smoker or a non-smoker, even smokers would say if they could, if it were that easy, they'd rather not be smoked. Would you agree?
I would agree with that.
Yes.
It's just not that easy to quit.
Right.
And, okay, well, now we know. You know, you drink 10 drinks
a night. I feel much better.
And how often, now, how many nights a week will you go out and consume 10 drinks?
I don't drink 10 drinks. I should have said 3 cigarettes per drink.
Well, make up your mind.
3 cigarettes per drink now.
Well, that's only like 7
drinks.
That's
like 6.5.
Yeah, 7 drinks. And how often does this happen that you go out drinking?
You know, sometimes a couple nights a week.
Mm-hmm. With girlfriends or?
Yeah, or just sitting around the house, sitting on the patio.
And then when you come home after that, are you all wound up and like wild?
Sometimes.
Okay, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
All right, well, Holly is with us through Thursday, maybe.
Maybe.
We'll see how that goes. And this is the part we call the Burke segment, where we just kind of go around the room and say, does anybody have anything to say? Because that's what Mr. Burke said in history class.
Right.
He said, does anybody have anything to say? What do you think? Anybody?
Oh, it has to be ladies first.
That's the kind of people we are. We're ladies first.
Gentlemen.
We are gentlemen. So what do you have?
Well, I went to an event this weekend.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I don't think she's finished.
She's not finished?
No, I think it was more.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It was an event at the Four Seasons.
Ooh, la-di-da.
Wow.
My favorite place ever. And it was through the Lane's Legacy of Love. I don't know if you're familiar with that. But it was for a couple whose little boy has been in Cardinal Glennon for over a year. He's exactly a year older than Scotty. And he had...
Who's Scotty?
My son.
Okay.
They found out he had a brain tumor, a very rare brain tumor. And they're from 2 hours away. And his mother has not been home in a year.
Wow.
And so Sean Coors, who runs Lane's Legacy of Love, decided that they needed a special night, and the Four Seasons put them up in a fabulous suite, massages. My daughter's friends actually came and sang for them privately during the dessert. They had a fabulous dinner with the chef. And it was just a really, really neat thing to do.
And how does this tie into your Burke segment? You were there.
I was there.
And what was the event you attended?
Well, we went to listen to our friend sing.
Ah.
And ended up getting a room and staying the night with some other friends.
Because you were driving and you'd had 10 drinks.
Well, so exactly. I had to get a room.
Smoking.
Yeah. Right, smoking. Right. And you had to stay the night. So you you got a room at the Four. I've never stayed at the Four Seasons. Are you wealthy? I'm seriously, are you wealthy?
No, I'm not wealthy
okay.
at all.
Is your husband wealthy?
Not really wealthy.
But he does okay.
He does.
Well, he has to. Four Seasons. I don't know what a room goes for. It's like $1,000. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. How much was your room at the Four Seasons? What was the rate of that room?
Like $300.
No. No, no, I'm not buying that. I don't think you can stay at the Four Seasons for $300.
You can.
And by the way, if you did, your husband is a cheapskate, because that's the cheapest room they have. It's like being in a closet at the Four Seasons.
That was a closet.
Yeah. A closet with a Murphy bed.
Yeah.
So how was it? Nice?
Oh, it was very nice.
Yeah. Never been there. I've never been one of these. You know, there are people that a couple times a year, they get a room right in the town where they live. You know, they live in St. Louis,
yeah.
And they go do the, I don't know, the Valentine special, two nights and breakfast. I've just never, I don't know. I live down the road. I'd constantly be thinking, yeah, what am I doing? I could go home. And, I'm not out of town, but that's fine. Whatever people want to do. Any other rest of the story, or is that it? That's the story?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Anything else over the 4 days? Nothing else happened to you in 4 days?
I have a question about this, that charity. Is it a charity that...
What's it called?
It's a foundation.
A foundation?
A foundation for kids with cancer. It's not Friends of Kids with Cancer. It's a different foundation.
Okay. It's a foundation, and it helps the parents, like, to have them do a getaway like this, like they did last night?
That and, like I said, Sean Kors, who really planned the whole event, he spends a lot of his time at Cardinal Glennon and with other kids around the country that have cancer. And he drives a truck called the Lane Truck. And
now, what's the word Lane? Where does that come from?
It's from Lane Goodwin, who was a little boy. A lot of listeners might remember. They had him up a couple years ago. He went on the field at the Cardinals because he loves the Cardinals.
Right.
And that's actually where it all started. And he sadly has since passed. So they started this Lane's Legacy of Love. And
so this little boy from this weekend who's four, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's his story? How's he doing? He has a brain tumor?
Well, no, he's had surgery and radiation. He no longer has the brain tumor, but he has since had so many problems. He has to have blood transfusions all the time. He's now has a trach.
So his mom has been here for a year and hasn't been home. Where does she stay?
She stays, well, mainly she stays with him in the room. He's never, ever by himself. If she leaves the room and I know they can stay at the Ronald McDonald House, his grandma and grandpa come, or his father.
Now, this is where right here we stop and say, for every one of us that has complained
yeah.
about anything, shame on us. Here okay. you go. Here you go.
Yep.
A year sleeping in this kid's room for over a year. Wow. That's a tough deal.
It is.
Good for you. Good for you for going to that. We're still going to be very rough on you.
Okay.
We don't care how nice you are, because you lied to us. And that's going to take a while. It's going to take a while for me to get over what you people.
Yes, yeah.
It's a scar. It's a scar that has to heal.
Another black check mark.
Look at Dan. I've never seen Dan look so disappointed.
No.
He's looking at you like he's so disappointed that you lied to us.
Back to him.
But the bright side is you came clean.
I did.
Now, anybody else? Burke segment.
I do.
Dan Strauss, everybody.
Friday, Mike Evans had his pop quiz, and he asked about Orlando Bloom? And he asked what his phobia is. And Orlando Bloom is afraid to, scared to death of pigs.
Oh, that's right. It's something about growing up
around pigs.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Well, he grew up on a farm.
Yeah, he grew up on a farm.
Well, all the more reason why it's weird that he's afraid.
He had a traumatic experience, I think.
Wow. Yeah, and you know what? I remember growing up in Florissant, there was a farm. It was the Grinlows. It was Ethel Grinlow, and my parents knew her somehow. And
I can tell this had a huge, devastating effect on you because of the way you remember the specific name.
Yeah, and we used to go to her farm all the time, and she had chickens and she had pigs. And this may have been the start of my bird phobia, because I jumped in the chicken pen and they went crazy and attacked me.
You were attacked by chickens as a child?
I was attacked by chickens.
I never knew this.
No.
Never knew
this. This is the saddest thing I've ever
heard. This all brought it back, the Orlando Bloom thing. And I was also jumped in the pigs and the pig's pen.
Did you jump in a pig's pen?
I just did. I just jumped in there. You were stupid. Yeah. And they just went crazy. And
so you were attacked by pigs.
Pigs and chickens.
All this time, all these years, I've never known that Dan is scarred psychologically.
Yeah,
we've asked, how many times do we ask yourself when he's not in the room, what's wrong with that guy?
Yeah.
Peon and I go, man, what's wrong with Dan? He's weird. Now we know you're attacked by chickens and attacked by pigs.
I know. I look in the mirror every morning and I go, what the hell's wrong with
you? You're lucky to be alive.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Chickens or pigs could kill you.
Yeah.
Oh, they attack. They go nuts. It was Dan, crazy.
I'm so sorry. I know.
Yeah, I'm scarred. It all brought it back to me when Mike did that pop quiz on Friday.
You're about to start crying. Think
I am.
About it. Wow.
Now, and then I had another question.
Yeah.
This is like the new craze, like pretzel buns. Everything's pretzel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love pretzel buns.
Ooh, yeah.
What the heck is that? I don't even know what that is.
Well, you can order a hamburger at different places, Steak and Shake for one. You can get it on a pretzel bun.
I don't want it. I want it on a hamburger.
Everybody... That's the big thing now, pretzel buns.
Yeah, Wendy's has a nice cheeseburger on a pretzel bun. They're good.
Does it taste like a pretzel?
Yeah, it's made out of the same dough, and it has that crunchy, you know, that crust on the outside.
I want a hamburger bun to be soft like a White Castle.
I do, man. Too.
And toasted.
Lightly.
Yeah.
Toasted for me.
But that's the latest craze, pretzel buns for everything.
Yeah. I saw them at the grocery store.
Never heard of
them. Yeah, they do.
Peon, do you have anything?
Yeah, I got one quick thing. We went to Grafton, Illinois yesterday. The Grafton Ferry
reopened
for the first time in like 3 years, and it looked like the entire St. Louis area decided to go over to Grafton. And it's been shut down because they have to dredge, like the path that it takes. It
wasn't deep enough.
It has to go in between two islands, and yeah, it wasn't deep enough. And I think I read a story where somebody told me that somebody was going to charge him $20,000 to, you know, dredge all that dirt out. But it would have to be done over and over again because, you know, that silt builds up again. So they bought their own.
Be with all the rain we've had and stuff.
Well, I mean, in a river though,
Dan,
all that
rivers
stuff,
run.
Yes, rivers.
They don't stack up like a lake. It's a river.
Well,
you know why? It's a pig attack. Chicken and pig attack. Screws brain up. Pigs. Rooted him and snooted
his brain. Did they bounce on your head?
Yeah,
I'm confused.
Put their hooves on his head.
So they bought that. I guess the Grafton people bought their own dredger now so they can do it themselves. But yeah, it was packed over there. There was a towboat festival. We didn't end up going on it, but you could have toured a towboat and see all that. There was this huge boat docked up right by, they have a restaurant and bar and flea market area right in Grafton, loading dock it's called, and there was this huge boat docked up there. It was double level. It looked like an oversized houseboat. I've never seen a boat like this before. Up on the top deck, they had a wave runner and a mini boat, you know.
With a crane.
A crane on top.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
I've seen them.
It looked like that boat could hold 50 or 60 people.
Well, I'm sure
it was
could.
Amazing.
It's the ultimate party boat on the river.
And it's like, I could live on a boat like that.
And people do.
Yeah, it was very cool to see. But, Grafton was packed yesterday, so everybody got the word. And it's good to see them recover because the water was up again, you know, with this recent flood. I think that I heard that this recent flood was close to almost 93 with how high it
For
went
them.
Up in some in some places. Yeah, because I know Raging Rivers was totally underwater, and that, you know, that's right on the river road there and on the way to Alton. But so it was a good time.
And today's the anniversary of the 93 flood.
Well, listen to Miss Smarty Pants.
Wow.
Was it this date?
Yes.
How do you know that?
I heard it on the radio.
What show?
Whoa.
What show are you listening to?
What station?
Wait a minute.
Today, here.
You heard it here?
Yes.
We're going to check the log.
And it was on the...
On Marvin's show? What show?
Marvin Kilbourne?
I don't remember what show.
Did Trish mention it or Marvin?
McGraw-Brennan?
Steve Shankman?
She's starting to feel a little nervous. She might have heard this. She might have heard it on another station. I think
it was also on the news, on the 12 o'clock news.
Okay.
On TV.
On TV.
He lied to us once.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're gonna have
get
to
that
ask
panic
all,
look on your face.
The grill show, see if anybody talked about the flood.
So I know the year was 93.
Yeah.
So holy cow, 20 years.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
It's wow. Yeah, there's this fish place we go to eat, and they have the watermarks, you know, from the different floods, and it's amazing how high that 93 flood was.
I remember it very, very well. Well, hey, Holly made a contribution to the show.
Yeah. Awesome. Wow. Little tribute fact.
Yeah, way to go. Nice blouse, by the way.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I like it.
No, not you, Dan.
Not you, Dan.
No.
I kind of looked toward him when I looked at you. I guess he got confused. It's the pig attack.
I know.
Yeah, it's amazing.
The chicken and pig attack.
We had no idea.
I have an excuse now.
Before I break, I'll tell you a real quick story. When I was a kid, I told a story a long time ago. We gave at our church for Christmas this family, this poor family that was so poor.
How poor were they?
They were so poor, they didn't have any coats in the winter. So I'll never forget this. And we, a group of us, and they let some of the kids go along so we could see what it's like to go help people, you know, that Christian thing, and be a good steward. And so we go to this shack of a house, and we gave them it was a basket and some other stuff, and in there was soap, because these people just really stunk it up. They didn't bathe. Well. We gave them soap, and then we gave them other stuff, and the little girl we had noticed never had a coat, and so they gave her a nice coat.
Yeah, that's good.
And there's a follow-up visit. A couple of the deacons, and I think my dad was one, and we went back and said, "You want to go along?" I said, "Yeah, I like to see how they're doing." And the girl is outside playing with no coat on in the
what?
Water. Yeah, and so one of the church members said, "Hon, remember that coat that we gave you?" She said, "Yeah." And they said, "Well, where is it? Where's your coat?" And here's exactly what she said: "The pigs rooted it." Apparently.
Oh, the poor thing.
The pigs, there's something they do with their snout or something.
Well, once they get in that mud and stick their
and they
nose
just destroyed her coat.
They're mean.
But her brother was sitting out there smoking. He was 10 or something. You know, it's just one of those families that you can't help them.
No, chaos.
Yeah, and no matter what you do, they're going to mess it up.
They can afford cigarettes.
Yeah, they'll always be able to afford cigarettes for the kids.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that. The pigs rooted it. Yeah, well, so much for the coat. First Community Credit Union, I have a terrific offer for you. This weekend is the first weekend in April. This is hot off the printer, ladies and gentlemen. It's a special offer for this coming weekend, August 2nd through 4th. Anybody who uses their First Community Credit card, let me ask Holly, you don't bank there, do you, Holly?
Currently, no.
See, good answer.
Currently,
that means there's
open-ended
room for improvement, yes. If you use your First Community Credit card this weekend for shopping, you will only pay 1.99% interest.
Oh.
On those purchases. Now, as you know, credit cards generally have much higher interest rate than that. It's all part of the tax-free weekend for back-to-school shopping. Oh, man, I just made every kid who might be listening sick to their stomach with the words back-to-school.
Oh, yeah.
Holy cow, I hated that.
That would put me in the pits of depression when back
to school. No kidding.
Kid.
Especially that last Friday of the last weekend and you knew
this
Monday school started. So it's a part of it's in conjunction with the tax-free weekend for back-to-school shop. Also coincides with the opening of the new outlet mall, Taubman Prestige Outlets down in Chesterfield Valley. I told Dan, I drove by there like a couple days ago, and I just looked up, and it was almost like, hey, when did that get built?
Oh,
I haven't seen it yet.
Like overnight,
unbelievable.
They built this mall. So they are the ATM partner for that mall, First Community Credit Union. They'll have 4 ATMs and be ready for use by their grand opening next weekend. which is the weekend of August 2nd and 4th. So first, if you don't have a First Community Credit Card, a First Community Credit Union credit, get one. Get a debit card, a credit card. In fact, just do all your banking there. Don't be like Holly here. Do your banking where the rest of us do our banking. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Let's see how traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Hey, good afternoon, Dan. Boy, traffic looks great. I mean, I can't find much of a slowdown anywhere except on southbound 255 as you're approaching Collinsville Road where the construction site, zone is. Also on westbound 70, just a bit busy as you're approaching the Blanchette Bridge. Westbound 64 looks good, just kind of sluggish, we'll call it, as you approach the Boone Bridge. Southbound 270 looks good, no problems up in North County. This traffic report is brought to you by Walmart. Walmart's low prices make it easy to change your oil. Get a 5-quart jug of Castrol GTX conventional oil and a Purolator Classic oil filter, both for just $18.94. Save money, live better. Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Green 18!
Get ready. We are 5 weeks away from Mizzou's first game of the season as Murray State comes to Columbia Saturday, August 31st to take on the Tigers. Get every pass, every play right here on the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Hi, San Luis. It's the roofer for Lane House Construction. As oil prices continue to rise, so will the price of roofing. Lane House offers payment plans to fit any budget, so don't wait. Call Lane House Construction, 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
I want my hair to stop falling out.
I'm sick of looking at my scalp.
I am done with thin, damaged hair.
I need my hair back.
I want thick hair, full volume.
I want the hair I used to have.
Ladies, we know what you want and have what you need. If you want to regrow thicker, fuller hair, we're about to send you a groundbreaking system specially formulated for women's hair care called Caronique. To try it, call 1-800-900-3481 in the next 10 minutes. The Caronique system contains a product with the only FDA-approved treatment, clinically proven to regrow your hair, effectively fighting hair loss. This system will give you fuller hair with incredible volume, strength, and thickness. It even prevents breakage and helps repair damaged hair. Women, it's time to be proud and take back your hair. To try Caronique, call 1-800-900-3481 in the next 10 minutes. If lines are busy, please try again, but hurry, supplies are limited. That's 1-800-900-3481.
Don't believe what you've heard. Rates are still low and it's gotten easier to refinance.
Did you know that home prices have risen 12% in the past year? That means you have additional equity in your home.
At Golden Oak Lending, we'll show you how to use that equity with today's low rate of 3.25%.
Our licensed loan officers can help you get a cash out loan for a car, tuition, anything you need.
Sick of paying up to 22% interest on credit cards? You'll never catch up. Use your equity for a debt consolidation loan. Get a lower rate of 3.25 and pay off your debts. Call Golden Oak now, 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Buying a new home? Get a lower rate from us. And you veterans, we have VA loans too.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
NMLS 1149-37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 4.165. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146. Call 567-GOLD.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Jane.
Jeez, you really need to quit smoking.
Yeah, I know.
Since I quit, it's amazing how much better I feel.
I'd like to. I really would. I tried the patch and that gum. Nothing works.
Do what I did. Called the Leslie Cam Stop Smoking Center.
Leslie Cam?
Yes, Leslie Cam in Chesterfield. They've helped over 85,000 patients in 47 states and 7 countries to quit smoking.
Who was that?
The offstage announcer.
Leslie Cam uses a specific auricular therapy procedure in the Chesterfield office that is different from anyone in the country.
It worked for me.
Does it hurt?
No, it's really safe, painless, and quick. Did you know that Connie and Jim went last year and they've been smoke-free since last February?
Give them a call and set your appointment. They will walk you through everything.
What's the phone number?
It's 878-STOP, or you can find them at LeslieCamStopSmoking.com.
That's 878-STOP?
Yes, call them today. You won't regret it.
Leslie Cam Stop Smoking Center in Chesterfield, the only stop smoking center in St. Louis with a proven track record of over 21 years.
Thanks, Mr. Announcer.
You're welcome. You can't beat G&W Meat. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. G&W has partnered with Urban Chestnut Brewery to make a beer brat with their Zwickel Lager. It is now available at your local Schnucks Market. G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company has been serving St. Louis for over 48 years. They make over 30 varieties of sausage on site in South City. Stop by the full-service meat market for old-fashioned service and a free Bavarian beverage while you shop. You can also find G&W sausage throughout St. Louis at supermarkets, meat shops, convenience stores, restaurants, pubs, and tourist attractions. Ask for your G&W while out and about or visit the shop Tuesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue, just off Kings Highway, one block south of Filer, or shop online at gwsausage.com. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company. You can't beat G&W Meat.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Hi, St. Louis, it's the roofer for Lane House Construction. Most people know Lane House is a great roofing company, but did you know we also do siding, windows, gutters, and decks? So if you have work on the outside of your home, call Lane House Construction, 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
Back with us today, tomorrow, and Thursday, and I'm going to do a quick bit of business. I'll tell you my wasp story that happened to me Friday, and it actually prevented me from carrying out my assignment I was on Friday. I got stung so bad, I had to give up on the assignment they put me on. The bit of business is American Equity Mortgage. American Equity Mortgage has been around for 21 years. They've been part of the show for 21 years, 52 weeks a year for 21 years, a record for the large morning show in the afternoon. If you don't have a house, I understand that. Some people, and there are certain situations where renting is a good idea. Let's say you don't know, you've taken a job, and my daughter rents because she doesn't know if she's going to live where she's living more than a year. So until you kind of know, you rent for a year. Okay. But if you can avoid renting for 5-10 years, it might be a better idea to get yourself a house. You got a great tax deduction. You don't have a landlord telling you what you can and can't do. American Equity Mortgage will help you with that. Now, let's say you have a house. Now what? There's more to that than just the tax deduction. There's the equity borrowing power. You have equity in the house, which gives you terrific borrowing power. So you can borrow money at a rate cheaper than people who don't have a home can borrow money. Those people have to settle for, 7% or whatever the heck it is. You get to borrow money on the equity in your house at the current low mortgage rates. So get rid of bad debt by borrowing smart. Get rid of credit card debt by letting American Equity Mortgage show you what bill consolidation means. AmericanEquity.com, or you can call them at 314-878-9999. So Friday, there's a transformer in my front yard for low-voltage landscape lighting, and I had some lights out, but it was daytime, so I didn't know how many, because it's a photocell deal. They go out, when it gets dark, the lights come on, and I knew there were several that were out, and I wanted to replace them. Because I am a guy that likes to do a lot of work around the house.
Handy.
Not.
Oh, yeah.
The only reason I did it is the last time I had a guy do it, the guy charged me a fortune. So I thought, I'm changing these bulbs myself. So I went and got the bulbs. I get out there, and I go to the transformer box to open it, to jump it. There's a way that you can jump it and make a connection, and the lights come on and bypass the photocell. The second that I opened the box, which I hadn't opened for a couple of years, it wasn't just a wasp nest. It was like a subdivision they built. multiple nests. And the minute when I open it, my face is, it's a foot away. And as soon as I pull the lid open, They're like 500 wasps, and now I can't. They're going to get me. I can't outrun them because they're mad. Yeah. I open and expose. I'm sure it hurt their little eyes.
Yeah,
they were in
the dark. In here.
They were taking a nap or something. So here I open the thing, and now they're mad. I haven't been stung for 20 years.
Uh-oh.
My butt, my leg, my shoulder, my chest, my back. I could just feel ding, 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 just one after another. And I knew I looked like I was having an epileptic seizure.
Or
created a new dance because I'm jumping and yelling and slinging my arms around like an idiot. And of course, I ran to the house to get something to kill. I'm going to kill those no good ones. No, not one can of wasp and hornet spray. And normally we keep that stuff that shoots like 30 feet, that Raid or Black Flag, whatever the heck it is, didn't have any. So I found a can of roach and ant spray. Do you know how that stuff sprays?
Yeah.
Room deodorizer. It's like a mist that goes out 6 inches
it's
from the can.
It's not violent. It's just happy.
and it's not that deadly, horrible, toxic.
No.
So I thought, well, it's better than nothing. I know I look like an idiot.
You should have grabbed like an ice pick and just punctured it and threw it in the trash.
And lit it on fire.
Yeah.
So I grabbed a broom handle. And that misting thing, that didn't turn out to be a good idea either. Again, ding, ding, more stings, because now they're mad. They're mad. I know what they're thinking. Like, is that all you got?
You're trying to kill us.
You're trying to kill. You kidding me? You think that's going
to
kill us? What is that, deodorant? So that didn't. The lady was walking down the street that lives kind of across the street from me, and she saw me like jumping around. I'm sure she said, that guy's having a seizure. And she says, everything okay? And I went, wasps. So I said, I don't have any wasp and hornet spray. So she ran to her house and got a can. Let me tell you something. That's the greatest stuff. Did you ever use that stuff?
No. Oh, yeah.
It's got a little horn, and it shoots it out of this little horn nozzle.
Oh, man. When it hits them,
they drop.
Oh, man.
They literally just drop dead.
Awesome.
I loved it. I had hundreds of dead wasps, and I'm standing over them laughing at them. Who wins now? And then I took a broom handle, and I knocked all those nests. Those nests are pretty interesting. How do they make a paper like thing with holes? How do they do that?
I don't know.
We saw the fish place we went to had a bunch of mud dollars. Remember mud dollars nests up there?
Big globs of dirt.
Like, their little bodies. How do they bring all that mud up to the top of a roof?
Like 600 trips.
Yeah, or just a bunch of them.
What is a nest? It looks like paper. What is it made out of?
I know. I don't know.
And then they're in those holes. Like, what do they crawl in there like a sleeping berth or something and lay eggs or whatever they do? Well, they're gone now.
So how did it... did you have any reaction to those stings or anything?
No, thank goodness. No, I haven't had a wasp sting in probably 20 years at least.
Those
and
hurt,
I kept
though.
Waiting. Oh, my God, to the hospital. Because you hear about people, violent reaction. No, that's how tough I am. And you need to know that, Holly. I'm one tough man.
Yeah.
You are.
I just told myself.
That's what we've always heard.
No, wait a minute.
What?
It was the opposite.
No,
I just told myself, no wasp thing can get the best of me. I'm just going about my business. But I don't know what it is. You still feel like it's still stinging you for like 8 hours.
Boy, I don't think I've been stung by anything in over 20 years.
I haven't either.
You almost forget what it feels like.
So you haven't been stung?
I don't think I've ever been stung by a bee or a wasp.
Oh.
In your entire life?
No.
Wow.
I got stung by a hornet. I lifted something up and there was
the
a
worst. The worst.
And I started running away and it got me in the back
chase
of the leg. Yeah.
Three hornets like 30 years ago. All, and I call it stabbing, like a knife in the back.
Really?
Three of them got me in the back as I was running from them.
It was like getting shot.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. So, but Holly needs to know this because I'm sure she's wondering. I wonder how tough he is.
Now I know.
Now you know.
He is a man's man.
I'm a man's man.
Yes.
Just ask my wife. She'll tell you. We can take a quick call, and then we got some business, and then we're going to have more. Jose Hernandez is coming in. He's going to be upset because I'm going to put him way over in the corner because Holly is in the chair he's normally in.
Oh.
But that's the one closest to me. Guess who gets it? Holly.
Right.
Not
Thank
Jose.
You.
Let me talk to Jim. Hello, Jim. Thank you for holding. How are you?
Oh, good, Frank. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I went to school with Tim Weiland, and I was just giving you a little, I guess, thing to ask him about. Tell him about Memphis and meeting Jerry Lee Lewis.
Memphis and meeting Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah, great story.
Okay.
We used to go down there quite often. He actually was a wild man and would hop the train from time to time. I never did the train with him.
We've talked about that with Tim.
Tim
before.
Actually told us he was a real sort of train hobo.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was really into it. I didn't share that fascination. I preferred the drive.
Now, did you do the Jerry Lee Lewis thing, too?
Yeah, yeah.
You want to hear?
It was really cool. We went to a bar, and I was doing radio and tape at the college station, and I had a little show that I did blues and jazz, and this was I want to say Diamond Radio. I can't recall for sure. Anyway, we got to, you know, talking with them, and they're like, hey, let's go to this after-hours bar, and we go there, and there's Jerry Lee Lewis, and the guys are like, hey, you want to meet him? And we're like, sure. And he was really cool.
He was a wild man, though. He was a wild.
Yeah, he had, you know, one of those round boots, and
here's my
couple of bouncers, probably a couple of gals, and shook our hands. And
here's my Jerry Lee Lewis. Here's my Jerry Lee Lewis story, and you'll appreciate it, and Tim will appreciate it. I'm I don't know, 12 maybe, and they announce, and I think Jerry Lee Lewis at the time was really down and out, and needed money, and he'd been in trouble. He married his 13-year-old cousin, and he had some bad press, so he's now down to working school gymnasiums. So they put posters around that Jerry Lee Lewis, this is the great Balls of Fire guy, is coming to our school auditorium, the gymnasium. So my mother wouldn't go because my mother, that Jerry Lee Lewis, I would never go see that guy. He's filthy. He's married his cousin. But my dad's, okay, I'll take you. So we go to the gym. Jerry Lee Lewis is 2 hours late because on the way driving there from Memphis, he got arrested. So everybody's mad, and the gymnasium is full of people. And here comes Jerry Lee Lewis with a highway patrolman or something, because I guess he told him, I got a concert at a school. I can't. 2 hours late, and now the audience is, they're mad. So they're half booing, half cheering. This guy proceeds to completely tear up our school piano. They had a piano out there, and his guy brought drums or whatever. He jumped on that piano and just splintered it. I mean, it was destroyed. He stepped on the keys, and the principal was mad. By the time he left, the school was so mad. I remember the next day at school on the PA, well, as you know, we no longer have a piano for our school assemblies because Mr. Lewis destroyed our piano. But I just remember he was a maniac, this guy. And he did, you know, the whole Great Balls of Fire thing, but he would jump up on the piano, and the piano really wasn't made for that. I guess some are.
Right.
This was a rinky-dink little school piano, and a lot of parents walked out because they just thought, well, this is disrespectful to school property. They thought he was. I saw him at Six Flags years later, and some people got up and walked out that had kids because he was so drunk at Six Flags. He took the microphone and put it down in his pants and created like a fake erection.
At Six Flags?
Oh, yeah, at Six Flags. And I remember looking around, people getting up, leaving, going, I can't believe what I'm looking at here. But no, this guy, Jerry Lewis is crazy. I think he's always been crazy. How you holding up, Holly?
I'm doing okay.
You are? How you feeling?
I'm feeling a little less nervous.
All right, you feel good?
I do.
All right, let me make sure. Yep, I just felt her, and she feels really good. All right, the Good Feet Stores. How are your feet? You have any pain? You have any headaches? You have neck aches?
No.
Leg, hip? No?
Nope.
You're good? Okay. You may not need inserts, arch supports. Call them whatever you want. The Good Feet Stores, they sell these things. And I, like a lot of people, when they first came along, and by the way, nobody is more surprised than I am that they've been part of the show as long as they have, because going into any relationship with an advertiser, sometimes I think, well, you know, I don't know how much response something like this is going to get. Now I do. Lots of response. And I was pretty skeptical. And then I went in there, and I had a good reason to go in there because I'd had plantar fasciitis twice. You talk about wasp stings and hornet stings. It's plantar fasciitis is like you just stepped on a hornet's nest, and it just shoots this pain up the bottom of your foot. So I went in there, and I got a couple of different arch supports, and I have not had, and on a stack of Bibles in court under oath on a polygraph, I would tell you I've not had plantar fasciitis since. Not even a hint of it. And that's just one thing. That's the most common reason that people go in there. It's more than anything else is plantar fasciitis. But people go in there with headaches and neck aches and back pain and knee pain and leg pain. And a lot of it's coming from your feet. And the disproportionate pressure that you're putting on certain parts of your feet, that can be balanced out with a simple arch support. And that's what Good Feet does, the Good Feet stores. And I hope it's the answer for you. It is for a lot of people. You can go to goodfeetstlouis.com, or you can walk right in. You do not need an appointment to any of the three locations on Olive, just west of 270, across from Friday's in South County on Union Road, across from Macy's, and in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road, across from Deerberg's, the Good Feet stores. Stick around because Jose Hernandez is coming in after news. You might want to be thinking about your questions about cell phones or TVs or computers. All that after the news and a couple other things at 4 o'clock. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's check traffic with the hobo, Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
You know, that's funny. You just say hobo. At my Jerry Lee Lewis story was we hopped a freight train down to Memphis one time, and we went to this after-hours club, and Jerry Lee Lewis invited us to sit down and have shots of whiskey.
That's
with
what
him.
Your buddy just told us.
Yeah, you missed it.
You missed
Jim.
It.
No,
Jim,
yeah, sorry.
No, Jim just called and said, ask Tim about when we met Jerry Lee Lewis.
He went to high school with you, I think he said.
Yeah. Oh, no, I didn't even hear that. I was out looking at some other stuff. But, yeah, that was interesting. He was a pretty nice guy then. And then we found out a week later he was arrested in front of Elvis's house with a gun, so...
Yeah, and then he married his cousin who was 13.
Right, I know.
And here's another guy who was just sort of Teflon when it came to scandals. He still went on to have a huge career. Nobody really cared after 10 minutes.
No, not at all. All right, as far as traffic goes, we had an accident that was on northbound 270 near Graboid. They have just cleared that. Maybe a little bit of a slowdown as you're going, traffic going through that area. Other than that, we've got northbound 55 in that right lane. It's slow from Park to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 70 now, filling in a little bit more between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Allstate. Renting is mayhem, but with Allstate Renters Insurance, you can make sure your stuff is covered. And when you add it to your auto policy, you can get renter's insurance for around $4 a month. Visit Allstate.com today and get a quote. Are you in good hands? From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's kind of like a sports bar without all the wannabes. It's the Big Sports Show, weeknights at 6. Frank Opinion and the Large Morning Show on the Afternoon continues after this on the Big 550, streaming live at KTRS.com.
Did you know diabetes can steal your vision? In fact, diabetes is the leading cause of blindness among adults aged 20 to 74. The truth is, your eyes could already be damaged from diabetes and you may not even know it. There's only one way to find out. Get a retina eye exam. Don't wait. Acting early can help prevent vision loss. The American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech wants you to see the world as clearly as possible. Find out more on how to protect your vision at diabeteseyecheck.org.
The Big 550.
KTRS.